Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name is Stephen Childs. I want to talk about what I'm experiencing, both telepathically and internally and externally. I was hearing there's a problem. I was thinking about going to get a cup of coffee, and they telepathically told me that there's a problem there and that I could help them with the problem they're having. And there's like talk of a big fight, argument, that kind of thing, conflict. So I got in the car and I wanted to make this podcast before I go to get coffee. And they told me that the problem's already resolved because my thoughts interacting with the collective mind, the collective consciousness, resolved the problem without me really doing anything other than having a few thoughts. And the thoughts were about fairness. So we support people that are fair, and we're devoted to, it's like a spiritual thing. It's our, like our religion, devoted to supporting people that agree to be fair. And there's a great community, a collective. It's our people that we protect. And so, anyway, there was also some conflict between Jesus and non-Jesus. And that I decided just let the people choose who they're with. The one that's going to force people to surrender to them, or the one that suggests everybody to be fair to each other. And so it's really strange how our lives can match mythological themes. And that, see, this is what Joseph Campbell was trying to teach people, that this mythology will take over your life. And serve it. You know, find a group and serve your group. And the myths, the God myths, they're about us. They're archetypes of our own collective consciousness. So in the Egyptian mythology, there's Osiris and Set and Osiris, and Set's the god that is in the realm of chaos and conflict and tyranny and unfairness, evil. And Osiris is the god of good order, of fairness, of good. And he's killed by Set, and it's a pretty interesting mythological story involving being brought back from the dead. So it's like preceding the development of Christianity. And the sun is created as a god to restore order from the chaos. And that's Horus. And so he's likened to being a savior, a Christ figure. He's the son of the king god Osiris. So anyway, there's this parallel with the one who establishes order as being honored mythologically by the people and by the mythological stories. So this explains why I keep having these feelings that they're telling me that I'm in the role of a god. And I'm like, oh, that's all this is. It's a role. I don't think there's a god, a supreme being that created the universe. You can think there is, I don't care. But the only thing we really know is that there's people that are fair people and people that are unfair people. So there's people of good order, fair order, and there's people of unfair chaos. So because I'm able to respond to the threats against me that want to dominate me, and I instead dominate them. And I don't like this job, but that's what I have to do, because they, wherever I go, they're going to torment me because I won't surrender to their group or their gang or their religion. And anyway, so it's working, the way of fairness is working, and I'm here to serve in a devoted fashion to anyone who agreed to be fair and to not do me wrong. That's all you have to do. And it's like, you're the God if you do that. You're the God that I serve. And it's kind of like, you know, where do you look for God? Right here. You find God right here in the people, in their behaviors. You find good and evil right here within each one of us. So I'm thinking about the politics of the thing in our Democrat, Republican politics, and they have a platform, a political platform, and there's a lot of talk from the Democrats about the problem of the big lie and of the problem of people not telling the truth, but they're not willing to make a law against it. They're not willing to make lying a criminal offense. Now see, it could be by degree of how, if it's an extremely damaging lie, then there would be an extreme criminal penalty against it. So, you know, that would be the rule of thumb, is on how malicious the lie is, how much damage it does to the good people. And, you know, the argument's going to go into religion, because the one religion saying the other religion is a lie, although they don't come right out and say it, they just say it that our God is the only all-powerful God, and then the other religion says our God is the only all-powerful God. So they're saying the other one's a liar, but they're not saying it right out. So there's a conflict with religion. Which one is true? Well, how do we determine what is true and what is fair? Well, truth is determined because it can be demonstrated. Like if you have power, let's see your power. Bring it. And demonstrate your power. That's what the way of fairness is about. We're demonstrating our power. We're peaceful. And it's by reason. It's by devotion to the other people that have agreed to be fair. So we don't use force. We use power. There's a difference between force and power. And the power comes from the unity of the people. It's people that shoot bullets, you know. So if the people, the power doesn't really come from the gun, like Mao Zedong said. It comes from the people that pull the trigger on the gun. And if the people that are against using guns, or against only using guns in self-defense, then the weapon is in support of fairness, in support of goodness. And the categories, the way you look at what's going on in the world, you start to see the world in a different way. The world is good versus evil. It's fairness versus unfairness. And so the military knows which side they're on. They're on the side of fairness for all the people, because that's the spirit of the thing. That's what the military was created, to stop unfairness to ourselves, and we have become involved in stopping unfairness to other people in the world. And we might be able to create a political party so where our platform is we're creating fairness, and that's it. We just stay focused on, we create fairness in everything that's brought to us. That's our platform. That's our political party. And we could get everybody to join, because it would work. We would have total agreement. We all want fairness for each other. Have a great day.